Blog Talk Radio.
There is a watchman on the wall, bringing forth the written word of God to one and all. Are you getting ready? Will you stand or will you fall? Listen to the watchman on the wall. Listen to the watchman on the wall. Listen to the watchman on the wall.
Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. A new day has dawned. All over the earth, men and women are arising. It's time for the sons of God to awake. It is a day of justice, recompense, restoration, revival, and resurrection power.
The time of acceleration of all things has come. Every word of my mouth, says the Lord, shall have their fulfillment in an accelerated way. All things are now speeding up. The acceleration of evil is moving swiftly through the land. Number one, the increase of speed. I hear the voice of the Lord saying to the angels, increase the speed. Admirals Alert, the commander-in-chief of the armies of heaven, has sent forth a word into the hearts of the admirals, those leaders that have been traversing the seas. The word has come as a direct command, and it is, increase the speed. A new thrust of divine power is coming to those who have been prepared. A new sophistication of highly technical spiritual material is being sent forth in the form of Holy Spirit power to turn up the speed. I have said that you are being brought into your high place and that you are living in the season of the exponential, where the release into your high place will come in a moment in the twinkling of an eye. Behold, I show you a mystery. Not all shall experience death, but shall be changed in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Yes, the last enemy to be destroyed is death. And I have called forth the seventh generation into divine destiny. Your destiny is found beyond the veil of death and destruction. This mystery has been unveiled and is now coming to fullness and manifestation. I am increasing the speed. I am advancing my people into their high places through a new thrust of divine energy and power. I'm going to cause a blindness upon the watchmen, guardian spirits of evil, who have watched for evil, and I'm going to release the prisoners from their prison, and I'm going to cause them to come forth in the power and demonstration of my spirit and glory. I am speeding up all things. Hold on, says the Lord. For your sorrow shall be turned into joy immediately. Your pain shall turn to rejoicing immediately. Your captivity shall be turned into freedom rapidly. You shall ascend. You shall go where no church has gone before. You shall take the reins of power and authority, for it is high time for my people to execute the judgment that has been written against the beast and Antichrist spirit that has ruled in the earth. This is my day. and I will have no other way than the way of victory and release. I will no longer tolerate the prevailing powers in the world when I have at the ready an army of overcomers and sons who have been designed to lead the nations. I have said it before, and I will say it again, that Eurocladon comes to the shores of America, and it is now speeding itself along. The watchmen who have eyes to see have seen the waves of adversity forming in the depths of the sea. They have seen the storms coming from afar and have sought to awaken the nation. Now the storm draws near and is gaining velocity. The storm comes, America, soon, very soon. The end of all things, as you have known them, are coming to a close, to an end. In the midst of the storm, I will have an apostolic anointing in operation. I will have a voice that will speak forth to the nations of what they must do in order to be saved. I am raising up this apostolic anointing now. Number two, the increase of evil. As all things are speeding up, so evil is speeding up. Wicked men are increasingly becoming more evil. That which is an abomination is reviving and resurging itself and its influence through the streets of your cities, America. You have tolerated the great whore, and now her influence has taken hold. The rise of homosexuality has given birth to Sodom once again. 50 years ago, there would be no parade marching through the streets of your cities, O Queen, but now your streets are filled with every kind of evil. You are now living in the days of Lot, and the coming of my presence draws near. Awake, O nation! You have drunk the dregs of sin and have become drunk with the wine of your fornication. You no longer blush at your sins and therefore will pay the price of iniquity. Darkness comes. It comes quickly. Will you know it? Will you be able to see through the darkness? Or will you be consumed by it and call evil good and good evil? Will you call bitter sweet and sweet bitter? What will you do when the darkness comes? Hatred will fill your streets, America. Crimes and influences of the most hideous kinds will abound. The evil that you speak of today will be swallowed up in that which is about to appear. 45 million recorded murders in your country. The leaders and officials who have power to bring forth life have been commissioned by an unholy spirit to be the messengers of death. Evil, 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 more evil is on the way. A deep, dark evil that has power to destroy utterly and sweep away forever those who are embraced by it. And by the way, this prophetic word that I'm sharing with you was written by me in 2003, 16 years ago. And I believe so far this word has been accurate. Number three, the increase of judgment. Because of the wickedness and perversity in your nation, judgment is being speeded along. You will witness the judgment in the house of God, but at this time you will see terrible judgment upon the nations. Then you, O you, my beloved, shall weep and mourn, for your hands will be filled with their blood. For you are more wicked than your sister Sodom. You are more wicked than your sister Samaria. You who have my laws written in your hearts have been the greater offender than the abominable Sodom. You have made Sodom look righteous. You have justified Sodom. Why? Because you are warm, lukewarm. I have said to mark them who cause divisions. And I ask you, have you done it? Have you marked the divisive spirit that abounds in your midst, O tossed and confused? Judgment has speeded up and is about to make contact with an unholy nation. All things that can be judged shall be judged, and this judgment shall be harsh, and many lives shall be destroyed. Much flesh shall be burnt as fire rages throughout your cities. Did you not pay attention to the blackout? Did you not know that the message was to the church? Did you not know that I was telling you that you have no power? Do you not know that what happens to the nation is a result of your disobedience? What will you do? I call you to turn. I call you to repent. I call you to weep and mourn before your destruction comes. You will see great judgment. It is inevitable. It is coming swiftly. And I would remind our listeners again that the fires raged in 2016, 2017, 2018, in California, fires they'd never seen before. Again, this part of the word was true. Number four, increase of righteousness. I am speeding up the harvest of righteousness in the hearts of my people. I am going to have them to rapidly be advanced into their high place. I am going to forego the process, for I have seen their hearts and know that the end result of their lives is what I have called them to be. I will suddenly appear to them and in them and will cause their light to shine with brilliant rays of glory. They shall rejoice as they go forth and are sent to the nations with a word from my mouth. The fruits of righteousness shall abound in them, and they will proceed from glory to glory. This exponential, speeded up thrust of my spirit shall direct my people and cause them to eat of my heritage for many years to come. In judgment, I will bring restoration. In judgment, I will bring forth the wheat. In judgment, I will bring forth righteousness. I'm going to cause events to happen sooner than you think. I am going to quicken the pace. Many shall be left behind, indeed, for they would not that I should take them to their high place. But those who are going forward shall walk upon their high places of the earth. They shall be known, and many shall come to them and thank them for their place in the earth. They shall govern the nations with love and grace. Those who are left behind shall gnash their teeth at those who have gone forth. Listen, I am speeding up all things to the degree that what was determined to happen in the future shall happen now. That's the way we're going to begin our broadcast today. I'm Vincent Xavier. You're listening to The Watchman on the Omega Radio Network. Just a time of acceleration. Again, I wrote that in the year 2003. 16 years later, it just appears to be happening before our very eyes. Much of that word was fulfilled. But I want to remind our listeners today something that we could just trust God. We just want to trust the Lord. You remember several months ago, I made mention of it yesterday, that a prophetic word from the book of Amos came forward. And God just kind of put in my spirit that this message from Amos is what you need to be paying attention to. Amos chapter 8, verse 1 says this, "Thus hath the Lord God showed unto me, and behold, a basket of summer fruit." And he said, "Amos, what do you see?" And I said, "I basket of summer fruit." Then said the Lord unto me, "The end is come upon my people of Israel. I will not again pass by them any more. In the songs of the temple shall be howlings. In that day, saith the Lord God, there shall be many dead bodies in every place. They shall cast them forth with silence." And it was there that the Lord said that the year 2019 would be known as the summer of violence. The summer of violence. And ladies and gentlemen, as we continued to read, we went into the deep Hebrew and the meaning of the words, and we saw a picture that this summer fruit, this basket of summer fruit, that God would say it would be in the summertime, that events would begin to transpire. And then we know that in verse 8, "Shall not the land tremble for this, and everyone mourn that dwells therein? And it shall rise up wholly as a flood, and it shall be cast out and drowned as by the flood of Egypt. And it shall come to pass in that day, the Lord God says, that I will cause the sun to go down at noon, and I will darken the earth in the clear day." And I want you to know, our earth was literally, spiritually darkened on Saturday morning when 22 people were murdered by an active shooter. And then in Dayton, Ohio, again, 9 people were shot and killed by another active shooter. The earth was darkened in the clear day in El Paso, Texas. And then verse 10, "And I will return," or "I will turn your feast into mourning and all your songs into lamentation. I will bring up sackcloth upon all loins and baldness upon every head, and I will make it as the mourning of an only son, and the end thereof as a bitter day." Why am I reading that to you? Well, because I believe that on Friday, when we came to the airwaves and I shared a dream with you and I spent extensive time, Patricia and I both spent extensive time talking about active shooter scenarios. I gave that to you. There was nobody talking about it at the moment. I know a week earlier, 10 days earlier, there was the Garlic Festival shooting, but I had a very vivid dream. I shared the dream, talked about active shooters, and you know what happened on Saturday. I said it was in a mall, and it was in a mall. It happened. Why did it happen? because God wants you and I to know that he genuinely is communicating with his people. He is wanting to wake us up. He is wanting to warn us. I read the scriptures in Joel where the whole idea of God sending his prophet Joel to the nation of Israel or Judah was that they were swimming in apostasy. They were drowning in perdition. Judgment had hit the nation, but they were so drunk they could not conceive or perceive what was happening to them. So God sent Joel and to wake them up so they would acknowledge their sin, confess and turn from their sin, and God would bring about a restoration. That's the entirety of the book of Joel. And yet it begins with people not knowing the massive, the reason why they're under such judgment. And it was directly connected to their sin. And the only truth that you and I will ever know about the violence going on in our country, the mass murder, the active shooting, the weather gone crazy, is because the land is spitting out the inhabitants. It can no longer stomach the innocent blood. It is our sin against God. So whether it's Sean Hannity or anybody else talking about the good people of this country and why bad things are happening, it's happening because, and I love Sean Hannity, by the way, I think he does a great job, and it's because of our sin. And the one thing that Sean lacks in his Fox News presentation, because he's right there, he's telling a lot of truth, but the one thing he lacks is telling the nation, we must confess our sin and repent. Stop talking about how good America is. Stop talking about, you know, why these evil people are doing bad things. No. The nation is under judgment because of sin, and it's not going to end. It has not ended, and that is the truth. And the warning now, I listened last night. I couldn't go to sleep. I listened again last night to Friday's broadcast, and I'm going to have it on the Omega Radio Network. I'm going to play it again and again because the information that was in that Friday morning broadcast are just – they're road marks to what is coming. There is an event that is ready to happen in this country that by the time we get to the fall, according to Amos's prophecy, the feasts, they're going to be turned into howlings and mournings. It appears that in the summer of violence, that there will be a much larger event. That's the appearance because of the accuracy of this word that is in the book of Amos. God shared a dream, it's been revealed, and he wouldn't do that without the other parts coming together as well. And again, I want to encourage you, you could go to our website at, omegaradio.org, omegaradio.org, and click the shows tab. It'll take you, and it'll show you all the different programs that we've done, and it'll take you to last Friday's. Listen to it. Spend an hour. Listen to it. It's God. God was speaking. He was revealing. He was telling us Friday morning what was going to be revealed on Saturday morning. That is something that only God can do. And so we are thankful that the Lord is warning us. We are thankful that the Lord is telling us. We are thankful that the Lord is preparing us. Now, Stan Johnson from the Prophecy Club, he just came out with a message yesterday, I believe it was, about the real need of preparation. And then, of course, on the Common Sense Show, there's more information coming out there. I mean, God is flooding those who are seeking to know the truth right now from so many different places. God is flooding his people with revelation. But what are we doing with it? And I believe it's very, very important that we be a prepared people and that we be ready to go. Now, I've got a treat for you this morning. I have a very dear friend from Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. His name is Art. He is in his young 80s, and Art is an intercessor. He spends much time at the healing rooms up in Spokane, Washington, and in the Idaho area. He has a gift of healing. He is one of the people that said something to me many, many, many years ago that has stayed with me all these years. And I remember him saying, Pastor Vince, well, you're out there. Just continually bind and rebuke the spirit of deception because deception is running rampant everywhere. But Art also has been to some of our conferences, once in California at a Feast of Tabernacles, where he was just laying hands on people, healing them. He's got a genuine gift, and I'm going to share this wonderful man of God in his intercessory prayer with you. And I've asked Art to join me today on the air so that he would just pray for people that are hurting. You're hurting with a disease. You have some blood disease. You have some muscle disease. You are discomforted by something is diseased in your body. Well, Art is going to pray for you today, and I am looking forward to bringing him on the air in just a moment. But before I do, I want to remind our listeners, today is August 6th, and in, what are we talking about here, 18 days, Daniel Seckham is going to be joining us here in Northwest Arkansas from August 23rd, that is Friday, August 23rd, to Sunday, August 25th. He is leaving Australia. I believe he left earlier today because right now it's like 1 a.m. So he left hours ago. He's on his way to the United States of America. He's going to be traveling around. He's going to a conference in Tyler, Texas, which is a great conference, by the way. Patricia and I had been there before, and the pastors at that Baptist church do an amazingly good job. It's a very well orchestrated event. So Daniel will start there, and then he's going to be traveling throughout the country, going into Canada. And then again, August 23rd to August 25th, he's going to be here in Northwest Arkansas. Again, New Wine Ministries will be hosting this man of God, and he will be bringing forth the revelation that God puts into his heart. So we want to invite you to come and be a part of that on August 23rd to August 25th. And then October 13th through October 20th. Put this down on your calendar, please. October 13th through October 20th, the Feast of Tabernacles. Now, in the book of Amos, it appears that by the time we get to the fall feast in October, some stuff could be happening. But I do believe that there will be places of refuge. I do believe that there will be the right place at the right time, doing the right thing with the right people right now. And I believe that where God calls his people to gather together for his feast and through hearts of righteousness and love for the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, through obedience to God, there will be a gathering, and it may be the greatest wisdom of God gathering his people together in these feasts of the Lord. That at least is our hope. We are for the 30th year. 30 years going to be hosting the Feast of Tabernacles right here in the Ark, in the Refuge, in the Goshen of Northwest Arkansas, October 13th through October 20th. I've invited David Hebner. Brother David was with me on the air yesterday. I think he did a wonderful job. I think he's got a great message, and we're going to see a lot more of that. So we're hoping that he will be joining us, and he's already given us a thumbs up for that. Of course, Daniel Seckham will be joining us. I've had conversation yesterday with two other very sincere men of God who have a great gift from the Holy Spirit to minister the Word of God. So once again, we're already beginning to pray for the Holy Spirit to gather together whom he will in the Northwest region of Arkansas for the Feast of Tabernacles, to equip and to reveal strategy, and of course, to celebrate the intrinsic value of the Feast of Tabernacles and what it means to us in the economy of God. So we're going to put that on the calendar October 13th through October 20th. Again, Daniel Seckham will be here August 23rd to the 25th, and I'm just waiting on my dear friend Art. I believe he's with us right now. Let me bring him onto the broadcast. Good morning, Sir Art. How are you today?
Pretty good.
Awesome.
You hear me?
I hear you. Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I've been listening to you.
All right, good. Art, well, welcome to the broadcast today. And you have a little background on your phone. We could turn that off, please. And then what we'll do, Art, is just kind of introduce yourself to everyone out there. And there are people that need prayer. There are saints that need prayer, And you know, and I know that we're living in volatile times. They're very interesting times, the greatest of times and the worst of times, the glorious light and the gross darkness, and God's people need to be ready, don't they?
Yes. That's what I say, pray for everything. The scripture tells us pray without ceasing. And I get a little bit of flack for that from a few people, but if they actually knew the Lord, that would not happen. Like Titus 1:15-16, under pure, all things pure, but under those who are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure. They profess they know the Lord, but their works deny him. So we're pretty well go by that. Yeah, as a small boy, I had this old junk peddler come around, and he was always preaching the word. Man, I loved that. And so I kind of grew up with the desire to know the Lord personally. And so I came into what I do now. I've been doing it for a long time. So I don't actually say I healed anybody. I ministered to them. I get a lot of flack. Well, don't go thinking you're doing it. I said, well, didn't you say that? And I lay hands on Saul. And I kind of backed them up a little bit. But I love to minister, love to pray to people. I do things because it's a joy. I don't do fun things because you're having fun, they're gone. You do things that have a joy in it that stays with you. But my main concern is to strip the blinders off, that people get out of their religious blinder. They're blinded by mainly deception, as you spoke a little earlier there. And I've seen that throughout my whole lifetime. I was a lumberjack. I worked in mills. I was a farm boy and had 37 years on one job. And that afforded me all my trips to Israel and wherever else I went. And so I minister to people wherever I'm at. I don't carry a big sign, look at me. No, look at the Lord. He's really only our hope. We do honor the people who serve the Lord, but we don't worship them. We honor them. We worship the Lord only. And I know some Messianics told me I could go in there and worship their Torah. Well, I don't even worship the Bible. I honor it. And so that's basic stance that I'd like to open for everybody that's listening to take a few words into deep meaning and understanding that you can actually seek the truth. You can hear anything, but you got to have the gift of discernment. That's what I prayed for many years, working so to save them ill, and give me a lot of time to pray. So that was one of the main things that I prayed for, was wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and discernment. If you don't have discernment, you're kind of left out. If you get a lot of knowledge, that's great, but if you don't have discernment, you can't really discern it. So that's where we're at with that. And the thing about then yesterday on you, Josh Bernstein told every word about this gun violence, how it came about. And so I did a little research on how many lives were saved by guns. And I'd suggest other people just type that in your search window and find out for yourself. Don't just take my word for it. And that's what I'd suggest other people. Type in a search window, go get off a database. Don't get off of somebody's idea or their thinking or whatever. Test the spirit. We're told to do that, 1 John 4:1. The Lord said, beware of the leaven of Pharisees, it's hypocrisy. He told us to beware of them and to get out of Babylon, which is your religious systems. Jesus himself wasn't religious. He didn't like religion. I don't either. I see too much of it going around. It's just fleecing the people. Not necessarily out of their money, but out of the truth. And the truth is what basically most people would seek for is the truth. We don't need to buy somebody's lie or deception. So with that, I'll turn it back to you, Vince.
All right, Art, well said. And what I'd like to do, and you know, you're right, because the word in Amos 8 goes on, it finishes with, there'll be a famine of hearing the words of God, and people will be soaking up the lies, but not hearing the word that will set them free. And so what I'd like to do, there's people that are listening right now that need to be healed. And I know that the joy of your spirit is to pray for people for their healing. And Jesus showed us an example that he could do that without actually being near the people. He would speak a word and way across town, somebody would get healed by the word that he spoke. You have a gift. It is from God. It is for the edification of the body of Christ. And there are people that are being diagnosed with things. I mean, whether it's cancer, whether it is diabetes, there are people that are waiting for liver transplants. I know people that are suffering with back issues, shingles, allergies. I mean, you name it. There are people that are suffering in the body of Christ. And Art, I don't believe that none of us are supposed to be suffering with these sicknesses and diseases. And yet we've learned to tolerate them and accept them, kind of like we do the bad stuff that's being promoted in our world today. Why do we do that?
Well, again, it's deception. We should actually pray all the time. Be an intercessor. I get a lot of afflictions that are not mine. So that's my key to pray for the people out there that have that affliction. So I take authority over it, sever its roots, tie it, rebuke it, cast it out. It's like Matthew 7:16. It says you'll know them by their fruits. But Mark 16:17-18 says these signs will follow those that believe. They'll cast demons. You don't pray it out, you cast it out. I believe that was Paul's problem with his messenger, Satan, to buffet him. He wanted the Lord to do it. The Lord let him deal with it for keeping him humble. But I know it does take a lot of humility to do. I've been in some pretty sickly situations. I've had the same problems everybody else has. My walk with the Lord has not been a cakewalk. I don't share it for people to feel sorry for me. Tell them, well, I'm sorry, don't be. Just part of the test that I had to go through life. But look at Elijah. He got the disease by which he was to die from. I haven't figured out why yet. When I say figured, when I figure out something, it's usually seeking the Lord, and he usually gives me the answer. It isn't that I'm smart enough to figure it out on my own. So I go everything by prayer, and whatever I have, when I get through praying for it, then I pray for everybody who had the symptom I had. Whoever had the affliction I had the symptom for. I had to rephrase that a little bit. Okay, back to you.
So in other words, that if somebody was having a, they were afflicted with a massive migraine, you kind of felt the symptom. And so that's how God trains you to know what the problem was with other people?
Well, I don't get headaches usually. If I do, I know it's for somebody else. One night, this mail there, man, I had a stickly headache. I took my hard hat off, my gloves off, laid hands on there. It took me a little while, but I got rid of it.
There you go. So, Art, here's what we're going to do just real quick. I want to say, first of all, good morning to Patricia. Patricia, you remember our dear friend Art, and Art, you remember Patricia.
Hello, Art.
Oh, yeah.
I actually do remember you, and I remember visiting you in that most beautiful area where the lake was.
Coeur d'Alene.
Yep.
Yeah. Beautiful area.
Beautiful. Are you still there?
Yes.
Yes. What a place to live.
Yeah. But nobody's supposed to know where Art lives.
Oh, my goodness.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
I've spent most of my life in North Idaho, though.
Yeah, there you go.
Not all in the same place, but...
And that's why you were a lumberjack, right? You were an actual lumberjack.
Yes.
Yeah, I love that.
Oh, yeah. I started working.
You started a while back ago. So here's what I'd like to do, because I really are this is time sensitive. We've got about 25 minutes left in our broadcast. There are people listening right now that need prayer. Now, I'm going to ask you to pray generally, but if there's somebody out there today that you have a very specific need and you are wanting specific prayer, we're going to stand in agreement as Art prays, and we're going to believe for a miracle. We believe that God is well able to do this. And I believe that Art has a gift for healing in the body of Christ that really is genuine. And so if you have a particular need, just press one on your dial pad. If you're listening by phone, we already see you on the line. The list is packed out right now. So just press one on your dial pad. Press one on your dial pad. I'll bring you in and just say, this is what my need is. I want direct prayer for this. And then what we're going to do is we're going to turn Art loose to pray for you. And Art, maybe what we could do while we're waiting for individuals to call in is, if you wouldn't mind, just begin to pray for, in general, for the body of Christ, the body of Christ. And then we'll just kind of move closer to the general listeners that are here today, people that are tuning in. I have a first call already calling in. So go ahead and let's take this for particular need for healing. This is coming from area code 479903. Good morning. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air. What is your prayer need?
I have a stand-in prayer need for Merle Knox, who has cancer.
Merle Knox. Okay, there's cancer for Merle. All right. God bless you. And that's our Elder George calling all the way from Wisconsin right now. Elder George, thank you. So we're going to pray against cancer, Art. That is the first one here. If anybody else has a specific need, we'll go ahead and take those calls right now. We'll put it out there. We'll write them down on the list. So again, if you're listening by any other means, if you're listening on the Omega Radio Network right now and you'd like to call in and share what you want prayer for or somebody else, number to call is 818-369-0326. And so, Art, why don't you just begin to move in the realm of prayer generally, and then as we get more personalized, we'll go forward, okay?
Sure. Lord, we come before you here. We want to cover all the needs of the multitudes, the mass of people out there that are suffering. As many of them are hooked in religion, and they don't seek you truly. They just have to deal with problems that should not have to be, because they don't know how to seek you. So we come before you, Lord, stand the gap, praying a hedge covering anointing, just like you sought for one man to stand the gap for in Ezekiel 22:30. And you couldn't find one, Lord, so the whole nation had to perish. But we're standing as that one man today for the multitudes listening. Because, Lord, it just grieves our heart to see all the pain and the misery, the affliction going upon people because they don't know you personally. They don't have that personal relationship with you, Lord. They don't have the trust. So we pray, Lord, that you'll just strip the blinders off of them, that you'll get them out of whatever religious system they're in. Religious system, Lord, I believe is Babylon. I know you had a great city of Babylon, but there's others. We're living in a Babylon society, Lord, and so we run into a lot of opposition in coming to you, Lord. But we wouldn't cast all the strongholds out that are keeping your people sick, diseased, deceived. None sure, waver in their faith. So we ask, Lord, that you just put a spirit of faith, patience, love on everybody. We ask it to all these people who run mass around the world, even, that they all be healed spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, even financially, Lord. We don't measure people by their finances. We measure them by what they have with you, Lord. Finances are just a way and a means, mainly to help others. We're not to amass these fortunes for ourselves, but we're supposed to use our means to help other people. So as we all stand the gap here today, in these multitudes out here worldwide, we're rebuking all of these mainstream diseases, starting with that cancer that man has. We're just going to rebuke that. We're going to cast that cancer out of him.
Yes.
We're going to speak healing by the power of your word, by the power of your Holy Spirit. And we're going to give you, Lord, all the praise, honor, and the glory for whoever gets healed here today.
Yes.
That they will place their faith in you, not in the man, not the person that prayed for him, but in you, Lord. Because you are our honor, our glory. We love to serve you, Lord. It's our joy in life. Without that, we would have nothing. So, Lord, that's our prayer for the multitudes here today. We just ask that you just prime their hearts, their minds, that they lay aside all these worldly lust desires, anything, Lord, that is contrary to your word, that they'll just seek you, Lord, and that they'll place their faith, patience, their trust in you, Lord, and you alone. As we just honor the people that serve you, Lord. We don't worship them. We worship only you. And we don't worship the churches or the organizations. Again, we only worship you. So we love and praise you, Lord. We're going to lay all these burdens upon you, on the altar at your feet. We're going to trust them all in your hands. Again, Lord, we love and praise you. We thank you. And we give you all the praise, honor, and the glory. We do it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well done. And we are in agreement in Jesus' name. There's a young lady, her name is Randy. She needs prayer for cancer as well. And there is Carolyn. I want Carolyn prayed for with the cancer issue as well. She's getting a great victory in that, but had to go through quite a process. And I know that there are people out there, Art, that not only have a physical condition, but they have a spiritual condition as well. We've got another call coming in from your neck of the woods, South Dakota. Let's get this prayer request. Good morning. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have been diagnosed with myasthenia gravis, and I would like prayer for that.
Myasthenia gravis?
That's correct.
Okay, Art, myasthenia gravis. And we're praying for Ken right now. Can you lift that up in prayer?
Sure. Lord, we're going to take authority over that. We're going to cast that spirit out of him, that cancer, and this. I can't pronounce it, but you know what it is, so I'm going to rebuke it. And we just speak healing over him. We're basing all this on faith with you doing the healing, Lord. We're going to speak it, but we need you to fulfill it, bring it to pass. So we're rebuking all that cancer again for everybody out there that's listening, whether they call in or they don't. We're rebuking their cancer. And we're speaking healing by the power and anointing of your word and your Holy Spirit, Lord. So we're speaking healing for everybody out there that has been diagnosed with cancer. We don't like to say the ones that have cancer. We like to only call it the diagnosis, because we don't want to give it an open door to root in on them. So we want to speak everything as a rebuke and a healing for these people, that they'll all bear witness to you and to your word, Lord. Again, we give you the praise, honor, the glory. We love and praise you. We thank you, Lord. And we just do that all in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Amen. All right, that's Maya Steva Gravis. So Maya Steva Gravis is under the blood of Jesus Christ as well. Again, there's a woman. Her name is Randy. She's been dealing with an ovarian type of cancer, as I understand it. So, again, you've rebuked that in general. But let's stand in the gap for Randy particularly, okay?
Okay. Lord, as we stand in the gap for Randy, we want you to uplift her with your word, yes, along with your spirit, Lord. As we rebuke that disease and affliction, Lord, and we want that diagnosis to be totally reversed. And next test she has or whatever, we're going to cast that out. We're going to ask the Lord that she just feel it leave her body, and that she can bear witness to that. So that's our prayer for you, Randy, as we stand again for you, rebuking and speaking healing of the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit. Go ahead, Ren.
Okay, so Art, I was thinking, I want to pray against phobias, the fear in God's people that running rampant right now that would open a door to other sickness and disease. But can we just come against the spirit of fear in people that are struggling with that spirit?
Yes. Lord, again, we come before you, and we're going to take authority over that spirit of fear. We're going to sever all the roots, ties on that. We're going to cast that spirit out. We're going to speak the love of your Holy Spirit, Lord, to just envelop these people. That the fear is gone. They have the greatest peace, comfort, love, joy they've ever had. Let that be a witness to them, Lord, of you and of your love and of your mercy. So we again, Lord, we give you all the praise, honor, and glory. As we stand the gap and rebuke all that fear, doubt, unbelief, everything that's contrary to you and to your word, Lord, we just rebuke it. We speak that healing again, spiritually and physically over these people, Lord. All the ones listening, all the ones out there that don't even have access to hear you over the air. So we're speaking healing worldwide, Lord, not just for our nation, but for the people around the world. So we want to pray for everybody.
Yes.
So that's our prayer. That's our petition, Lord. Again, we lay it on the altar at your feet. We trust it in your hands. We do it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. In Jesus' name. Patricia, you have something in your heart.
I just wanted to encourage people who have not called in and asked for healing to please call in, because the Lord heals people who are asking for healing, where they're not afraid to express what's going on with them due to pride. And that's important for their healing. His presence alone has immense healing powers, and his presence is here and it's going through the airwaves right now. And the people's faith will become more impressed with him as they believe for their healing.
You know, it's amazing you actually said that, because I was sitting here and praying with Art and feeling the same thing, that there may be some resistance through pride for people not to reach out. But again, it gets down to trust that we have brought on this intercessor who has had a history of laying hands, healing simply through his faith and his relationship with Jesus. People can get healed right now. And yet there that resistance of holding back or not wanting to share what's going on. Right now you could receive that individual prayer.
Most people feel it's more complicated than just receiving. But that's the answer. And if you're having trouble receiving, just ask the Lord to help you in that, and he'll do that also.
You know, if you're listening right now, and believe me, I'm going to be asking Art directly for some allergy issues in my own body. I want prayer for that, and it's been good. but I'm going to be asking for prayer for against the allergies. But if you're listening right now and you have a problem in your body, and don't sit back and say, well, today I'm fine, and then tomorrow it goes back again. If you have an issue in your body, call in. Just press 1 on the dial pad. We'll bring you right in. Just tell what it is so that we can have Art pray for you. We're going to stand in agreement. And again, it's not about Art. He's made that very, very, very clear. It's not about him. It is about Jesus working through the body to heal. Now, we have a call coming in from area code 479-321. Let's go ahead and take that call. Good morning. Welcome to the broadcast. What is your prayer request?
Hi. My wife and I both have a hard time with allergies.
Allergies as well. Okay. Any particular ones or just allergies?
Allergies. I guess in my case it's mold, but
airborne
allergies. All right, thank you for calling in, Art. Can we go ahead and pray for that situation? Anything else?
I will, but I want to tell people one thing here. You go in a bookstore and you open these books and you thumb through the pages. Never do it looking directly into it, because there's mold spores in there that you can't see. And they're airborne, you breathe them right in. So if you're going to thumb through that book, always turn it sideways so it don't come right directly to your face. So that's just a health issue. So we're going to come against the allergies now. Lord, you would come before you on all these allergies. Again, we're standing up against all these bondages, afflictions, for all the ones, Lord, that have been spoken and all the ones that have not been spoken. There's a lot of people out there, Lord, that
thank you, Lord,
don't want to call in. They'd love to, but they have that spirit of fear, or they don't want the other people to hear. And, Lord, they could just call in without even mentioning, just tell their first name and their affliction. As we stand the gap for all of these afflictions out there right now, or for the mold and for the allergies, whatever they are.
Amen.
We're just going to do a broad scope for all of them. We don't care what it is or where it came from. We're standing up against it. We're by and curse rebuking it. And again, we're speaking healing by the power of your word and by the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord. And again, we give you all the praise, honor, and glory, Lord. We love and praise you. We thank you. We do it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, and I want to add, if there is that hesitation to call in and to ask for healing, realize that even our servant Paul the Apostle was told by the Lord, "My grace is sufficient to you." Or for you, and he sought healing for the thorn in his flesh. So even he did so. Do not hesitate. This is an opportune moment. You may not have down the road, though you may go to church and they may pray healing over you. The point is that this man has been ordained and blessed to bring powerful healing to those who believe.
Amen. We got another call coming in. Well said. We just want to encourage people to call. It's really for their own benefit. Area code 479-883. You're on the air. God bless you. Welcome to the broadcast. What's your request?
For Sally's hands and for me, shingles.
All right. So shingles and hands. Okay. This is an infirmity, Art, that's come upon some very dear people, and when they want to stand in the gap, they have great faith. So let's pray against the shingles of the gentleman and for his wife, Sally's hands.
What's wrong with the hands? Is that carpal tunnel?
Let me bring that. They got off the air pretty quick. Let me. It is connected to carpal tunnel. I believe it is. Is that correct?
Okay.
Okay.
It don't matter. We're going to stand the gap for it anyway.
Yes, Jesus, heal.
We've had a lot of people that have been healed of that, that didn't have to have operations. So prayer works, and so I'd encourage all of you. If you don't know how to pray, ask the Lord to show you how to do it, or to lead you in the direction of somebody that does. because it's a gift that He'll give anybody who sincerely seeks it. So again, Lord, we're going to rebuke all these shingles. We're going to rebuke the carpal tunnel for everybody listening. Everybody out there, whether they're listening or they're not, we're praying for everybody anyway who's listening and who is not listening. We just want to pray for the whole multitudes. As we stand the gap here, we just well include everybody, Lord. So we're not just singling out one or two. We ask you to give the ones faith that are reluctant to call in, that they can receive. Because we stand the gap, rebuking all that stuff. We cast it all out to the pit. Jesus' name, by the blood of a lamb, and we just speak that healing again by the power and anointing of your word and of your Holy Spirit, Lord. Again, we just lay it on the altar at your feet. We trust it in your hands, Lord. And we do it all in Jesus' name. Go ahead.
I just want to encourage again for you to call in, please, if you need healing, and know that the first step in all spiritual healing is to believe. And believe, open your mind and heart, believing the infinite power and possibility right now that is being granted to you. This is an incredible possibility for you. Believe that healing is the very reachable experience you can have right now. And so experience it right now. Believe. I'm encouraging you to believe.
Amen. You know, I like to look at it like, you know, Jesus is walking by and the blind men are shouting out and everybody's saying, quiet, quiet, don't bother him. And they shouted out even louder. You know, you have to have that deep desire. And what I saw was a great big exclamation point as Art was praying. Some of you have been in the battle. You've been praying. There's been a real battle going on with your health issues. But God wants to put an exclamation mark by your healing. In other words, it is finished. And because we're simply running out of time, Art, are you willing to give your telephone number and to share your number with anybody that would like to call you on a personal level and receive prayer?
I would, but I get so many telemarketers, even local, that
okay.
I would rather they just text me. I'll give them a number, but if they'll text me, I can call them back.
Okay, what we'll do, Patricia just gave me the some really good direction here. Art, what we're going to do is we're going to invite you onto the Omega Radio Network at once a week to come and pray for people. How's that sound? We're going to make it. That doesn't sound bad. The Healing Corner, and we have all kinds of people that just love to see the power of Jesus manifest. And so right now, every prayer that was prayed in the mighty name of Jesus, with the wisdom, the understanding, the simplicity that was prayed today, Father, we agree. We thank you for our healing. We thank you that the golden bowls are turning over the golden oil of anointed healing. We thank you, Lord, for your servant and your son, Art, to have a willingness to follow you and obey you in these things. In Jesus' name, Art, we've got 1 minute left in the broadcast. What are your final words to the people that are out there today?
Mainly pray and seek the Lord.
Amen.
You know, the word says they receive not because they ask not.
Okay.
So seek him.
Okay. Pray and seek the Lord. That's what Art says.
I've personally been healed of 3 hernias, so.
All right.
He hasn't left me out. He covers me pretty well.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, he would have to do that just to keep you healthy and healed. Art, God bless you, my friend. We've got to run right now. We'll see you on the air next week. We'll make sure we arrange that. We're looking forward to it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we were on the air with Art. He's all the way from Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Gorgeous place. We've met Art, walked with him through the city streets of Coeur d'Alene. It is absolutely beautiful, and he has a mission. It's been the same since I've known him for over 15 years. That his desire for prayer. Yes, there are intercessors all over the world, And it's always good to have them praying for us and being a part of what we're doing. So, Patricia, with that said, we got like 15 seconds, a final word.
I just want to reiterate that divine healing you just received is energy moving throughout your body and mind right now. Receive it.
Amen. And on the Omega Radio Network at www.omegaradio.org, there's a roundtable discussion happening right now. After that, Friday's program will be aired 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. The Omega Radio Network, broadcasting at omegaradio.org. Tell your friends about it. God bless everybody. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Man, they put